Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today the church celebrates the optional memorial of the Holy Name of Jesus in the Franciscan order and some other communities or dioceses. It's a memorial or a feast day. For us Franciscans, it's a feast day. And this feast commemorates the conferral of the name of Jesus upon the Christ child during the rite of circumcision, which took place 8 days after our Lord's birth. And that was done in accordance with the Jewish law, of course. In the old Roman calendar, they celebrate the feast of the circumcision of the Lord, 8 days after Christmas, of course. So that would have been January 1st. And so this feast was added, especially as a devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus increased. Already at the Annunciation, Mary was told by the Archangel Gabriel that the son that she was to conceive would be named Jesus. And then, of course, in today's Gospel from Matthew, Joseph was told about this as well. They would call him, the boy's name would be Jesus. And so it was. The name Jesus was given to our Lord, Yeshua in Hebrew, which means God is salvation or God Savior. It's a name that fits perfectly well with Jesus' life, his identity, his mission, as the God-man who has come, to save us. So quite naturally, from the very beginnings of the church, Christians had a great love and devotion towards the name of Jesus, honoring it, perhaps hearing about or even seeing miracles that were worked, by the mere invocation of Jesus' name, as occurred, in the preaching of the apostles. We read about in the Acts of the Apostles, various miracles that were worked, healings, all at the mere, invocation of Jesus' name. And then the Christians would honor that name, in their liturgical celebrations as well. And that explains, why at least in the Latin rite there is the head bow, whenever Jesus' name is invoked, or mentioned in the liturgy, a little head bow, if you're wondering, and some Christians continue that in their own private prayers and devotions as well, the Franciscan order has celebrated this feast since the year 1530. And in 1721, it was extended to the whole church in the West, the Latin Rite. And devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus was greatly increased through the preaching of various saints, especially the great Italian Franciscan preacher, Saint Bernardine of Siena. And he had the habit of placing or planting beside his pulpit, whether it would be in the church or outside, of planting, placing large banners, with the monogram IHS, which stood for the name of Jesus, in Greek, the first letters of Jesus' name in Greek, IHS, or in the Latin language, it would also stand for Jesus Hominum Salvator, Jesus, Savior of men. And some would even translate it in different ways too. I think the Jesuits would translate it as in hoc signo, vinces, as we're IHS, in the sign of the cross you will win. And there's perhaps other meanings for it as well. Devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus is important, especially for Jews. Coming from a Jewish background, Jesus, his name, would be honored because, according to the Jews, the name should be honored because it really was so representative of the person. You would honor the very person by honoring their name. All the more so if it's God's name. The Jews never invoked, said, or wrote down, the name that God revealed, to Moses in the burning bush, I am who am, Yahweh, and in the scriptures, and we have continued that, in our translations of the Bible, at least I think some of them, the Jews' practice of just putting a generic name for God, Lord, and not his proper name, as it were, out of respect and honor to it. So all the more so, Christians would honor Jesus' name, being the name of the very Son of God, God incarnate. And to honor Jesus' name would consist essentially in of not using his name disrespectfully ever, of course, or use it in vain, but rather to always use the name of Jesus with reverence, devotion, adoration, trust, love, especially in times of temptation and trial, to invoke Jesus' name. We can use Jesus' name, just that, as a simple, short, but very powerful prayer of recollection, perhaps repeating it slowly and devoutly many times throughout the day. It's a practice that many have benefited from, just saying the name of Jesus periodically, as often as one would like to or inspire to during the day. And it's a prayer in itself that can help us to be more recollected and more united to God, to our Lord Jesus, throughout the day. St. Bernardine, he summarizes all the reasons for our devotion to the holy name of Jesus in these words, and this is taken from one of his writings or sermons that's used in the Franciscan supplement for the Office of Readings this morning. He says, "Glorious name, gracious name, name of love and of power. Through you, sins are forgiven. Through you, enemies are vanquished. Through you, the sick are freed from their illness. Through you, those suffering in trials are made strong and cheerful. You bring honor to those who believe. You teach those who preach. You give strength to the toiler. You sustain the weary. Our love for you is ardent and glowing. Our prayers are heard. The soul of those who contemplate you are filled to overflowing. And all the blessed in heaven are filled with your glory." And then he concludes with a short prayer. "Sweet Jesus, grant that with them we too may reign through this your most holy name." So may today be a day where we can renew our love and devotion to the name of Jesus, that it might be always on our lips, in our hearts, and that being this so, when we die, we'll be able to invoke Jesus' name lovingly and confidently, and then forevermore in the life of heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.